Beneath the headlines, behind the timelines, there is a story no one wants you to find. Welcome to Some Unapproved Thinking, where forgotten truths, buried patterns, and invisible systems rise to the surface. You weren't crazy. You were just early. Let's begin.
So, today we're diving into something really fascinating. Appalachia, often seen as just a quaint mountain range, is actually being suggested as a dormant, terraforming biological superstructure. How mind-boggling is that? I mean, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel, right? But to think that these ancient mountains might have more significance than anyone has realized? So, what's the geological evidence pointing us toward this conclusion? Let's explore that. The Appalachian Mountains are 380 million years old, and they're not behaving like something that old should behave. When you look at a map of them, your brain sees geology, layered rock, mineral deposits, the kind of thing you read about in a textbook and forget by lunch. But what if that's exactly what someone wanted you to see? The Appalachian Range doesn't behave like other mountain systems. That's the first crack in the official story. This is Some Unapproved Thinking.
Thank you to our sponsor, the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast. Unlock your potential with the Dark Horse Entrepreneur AI Escape Plan, the podcast empowering hardworking parents to break free from the 9-to-5 grind through AI-powered side hustles. Check them out at darkhorseentrepreneur.com. Now back to the show.
Every major mountain range on Earth follows a predictable pattern. The Himalayas are still growing. They rise about half an inch every year. The Rockies are collapsing inward at a measurable rate. The Alps are doing the same. They're young, geologically speaking, violent, and active. They're still arguing with the Earth about where they belong. But the Appalachians? They're the oldest mountain range on the North American continent, 380 million years old. And they didn't always look like this. Back when Pangaea was still assembling, when the African plate collided with North America during what geologists call the Alleghenian Orogeny, these mountains were Himalayan in scale, massive, violent. Then they quieted, and they stayed quiet, for reasons no one has fully explained. Here's what mainstream geology tells you. Mountains as ancient as these should have eroded down to nubbins. They should be rounded, exhausted, barely there. The Appalachians should effectively look like worn teeth. Instead, they rise with geometric precision, parallel ridges, symmetrical valleys. The kind of uniformity that makes geologists uncomfortable when you point it out directly. In 2019, a geological survey out of a university you've probably never heard of found something peculiar in the subsurface imaging of the range deep beneath the mountains, and we're talking thousands of feet down. There were crystalline structures that didn't match the surrounding bedrock. Not caves, not mineral veins, structures. Geometric. Repeating. The paper was published. Then it was quietly archived. The lead researcher took a position at a different institution, different state, different funding source entirely. The Appalachian Range runs for over 2,000 miles from Newfoundland in the north, down through the spine of the eastern United States, past Mount Mitchell, the highest peak east of the Mississippi, all the way to Alabama in the south. The Appalachian Trail follows this same corridor, more than 2,000 miles of footpath cutting directly through what I'm going to argue is the most significant geological anomaly on the continent. Millions of hikers walk it every year. They just don't know what they're walking on. The range cuts through multiple continental plates, multiple climate zones, multiple eras of geological time. And yet, it maintains structural coherence that defies the chaos of tectonic activity. That's not luck. That's not accident. That's engineering. Consider what a terraforming machine, or something engineered to function like one, would need to accomplish. You'd need to reshape continental plates without triggering catastrophic earthquakes. You'd need to work over geological timescales, millennia, not decades. You'd need to anchor itself to something stable, something deep in the Earth's crust that wouldn't move regardless of surface chaos. And you'd need to do it quietly enough that the beings living on the surface never realized they were living on the machinery. The Appalachian Range has remained structurally stable for 380 million years. No major volcanic activity, no sudden shifts, no drama. Just perfect, patient, mathematical growth and adjustment. That's not the behavior of a natural mountain system. That's the behavior of something being maintained. Look at the mineral composition. The range contains some of the oldest exposed rock on Earth, rock that should have been buried, eroded, mixed with younger geological material. Instead, it's preserved in a kind of perfect stratification, like a library, like a record, like something that was organized deliberately and then protected from the chaos of normal geological processes, coal, iron, copper. Rare earth elements in concentrations that shouldn't exist naturally in such proximity. Geologists call this fortunate geology. Convenient. Lucky. The kind of word they use when they don't want to say impossible. But here's where it gets darker. The indigenous peoples of Appalachia knew something. The Cherokee called the mountains Shakonage, the land of blue smoke. They built their mother town, Kitwa, in the shadow of these ranges. Clingman's Dome, one of the highest points in the entire range, sits at the heart of what the Cherokee considered sacred territory, a place where the boundary between the physical world and whatever lies beneath it was thinnest. The Shawnee knew them as places where you didn't dig below certain depths. The oral histories, the ones that survived colonization and the forced displacement of the Trail of Tears, speak of the sleeping giant underneath, not metaphorically, literally. Stories of ancestors who went too deep into caves and found things that shouldn't be there, found evidence of intentional structure, intentional design. When European colonizers arrived, they were primarily interested in extraction. Coal, metals, timber, resources that required digging. And what happened when they started digging in earnest? When the Industrial Revolution hit Appalachia? Look at the dates. The first major coal mining boom, 1830s. Then what? Geological instability. Mine collapses that defied explanation. Sinkholes that swallowed entire sections of landscape. Whole towns that simply fell inward as though the ground beneath them had been hollowed out deliberately. The official explanation: natural subsidence, underground water erosion, weak geological structures. But the pattern wasn't random. The collapses happened in specific locations, specific depths, specific geological formations, as though something beneath the surface was responding, adjusting, correcting. What if the mountain range has a defensive mechanism? What if the deeper structures, the ones that maintain the range's impossible stability, have a threshold, a point beyond which they actively reject intrusion? The Cherokee knew not to dig. The colonizers didn't listen. And the mountain responded. Between 1900 and 1950, Appalachian mining regions experienced more geological catastrophes per capita than anywhere else on Earth. Not just accidents, spontaneous collapses, methane eruptions that shouldn't have happened, flooding from water sources that had no geological origin. The worst of these was the Monongah mining disaster of 1907, an explosion in West Virginia that killed at least 362 miners, making it the deadliest mining disaster in American history. The official cause, fire damp ignition. But the geological behavior surrounding Monongah in the weeks before the disaster didn't match the standard conditions for a fire damp event. Pressure readings were wrong. Gas concentrations were inconsistent. Something beneath the surface had been building, and then it released. The United Mine Workers, the union that formed in direct response to these disasters, kept records of anomalous geological events that the mining companies quietly buried alongside their workers. The region developed a reputation: dangerous, unpredictable, cursed. But curse is just what you call engineering you don't understand. The real evidence sits in plain sight. The Appalachian Range maintains gravitational anomalies, slight ones. According to Bouguer gravity surveys, the same methodology used by the United States Geological Survey to map subsurface mass distributions, the readings beneath the range don't match the visible geology. In other words, there's more down there than the official geological models account for. There's something making it heavy. And consider the energy patterns. The Earth's magnetic field has weak spots, anomalies, deviations from what we'd expect. The Appalachian region has some of the strongest anomalies in North America. The United States Geological Survey has maps of this public information, aeromagnetic survey data available to anyone who looks for it. No conspiracy needed, just overlooked. The magnetic disturbance pattern, including what researchers call the New York-Alabama lineament, matches almost perfectly the structural pattern of the underground crystalline formations, as though something electromagnetic is running through the depths of that mountain range. As though it's powered. Now here's the part where consensus reality cracks completely. If the Appalachian Range is or was engineered to function as something like a terraforming machine, it's not ours. Not anymore. Not if it's 380 million years old. That means it predates not just human civilization, but human existence. It predates the species, the mechanisms of whoever built this, whoever engineered a mountain range to slowly reshape the North American continent. They've been running for longer than humanity has been conscious. And we've been living on top of it the entire time. The indigenous peoples understood this. They treated the mountains with respect. They understood there were rules. Rules about how deep you could dig. Rules about what you could take. Rules about acknowledging the presence of something vast and patient and ultimately indifferent to human need. The colonizers didn't know the rules. They broke them. And the mountain, slowly, methodically, according to its own time scale, began to correct. But here's what keeps geologists up at night, though they won't say it publicly. The corrections have been getting stronger. The subsidence events in Appalachia have accelerated over the last 70 years. The magnetic anomalies have intensified. In 2014, instruments detected something in the crust beneath the range, something that looked like increased activity, a shift in whatever energetic processes run through those crystalline structures. Something waking up. That's not metaphorical language. That's what the data suggests, and it suggests it's getting more responsive. The trap you're in is this. If you accept that the Appalachian Range is a machine or something engineered to function like one, then you've accepted that human civilization exists at the sufferance of something we don't control and don't fully understand. Something that was here before us. Something that might have its own agenda. And you have to reconcile that with everything you thought you knew about geology, about history, about your place in the world. If you reject it, well then, you have to explain the anomalies. You have to explain the impossible stability, the perfect geometric precision, the Bouguer gravity readings that don't add up, the consistent pattern of defensive collapses whenever humans dig too deep. You have to explain why indigenous peoples across multiple cultures, Cherokee, Shawnee, and others, independently developed the same warnings. You have to explain why the deadliest mining disasters in American history clustered in this one specific range. You have to explain it all as coincidence, as luck, as the universe being randomly generous to one particular mountain range while obeying rules everywhere else. The mountain is still there, still running, still adjusting, still responding to intrusion with the patience of something measured in geological time, and you're living on it, walking across it, breathing its air. Millions of people hike the Appalachian Trail every year, walking the Blue Ridge Parkway, climbing to Clingman's Dome, visiting the Great Smoky Mountains, and they have no idea what they're visiting. The real question isn't whether the Appalachian Range is a machine. The real question is, what happens when it decides we're digging too deep? When the mountain corrects, there's nowhere left to run. This has been Some Unapproved Thinking.
If this story didn't sit right with you, good. You're not here to be comforted. You're here to see what others overlook. Thanks for exploring Some Unapproved Thinking. Learn more at someunapprovedthinking.com. New episodes drop weekly. Subscribe, share, and keep questioning, because the pattern's still playing out, and next time, we're going deeper.